Nina Wall, director of the Bureau of Supports for Autism at Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services, says individuals on the autism spectrum may need to communicate with judges in unique ways.
Due to the challenges of autism, eye contact is very difficult to maintain. That can be interpreted as disrespect, when in fact, in order for that young person or that individual to process, they have to avert their gaze.
Pennsylvania Supreme Court Justice Kevin Dougherty says although he spent part of his career on the bench working with children in family courts, he wasn't always aware of the needs of those on the spectrum.
I remember a time when I had a child who I thought was either incorrigible or belligerent, when in fact, what I was unaware of was that the child didn't understand social cues. He had been diagnosed as Asperger's. And I was somewhat embarrassed that I never been exposed to that.
That prompted him to educate himself on the issues and share that information with other judges in Philadelphia's family court. Now the justice is working together with autism advocates and service providers to roll out that information across the state. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.